There are 6 different types of pronouns, or maybe 8. It depends who you talk to. But no matter how you categorize them, pronouns are such an important part of the language that it's worth taking a minute to consider some of the jobs they do in our sentences. For example, once you understand that I, me, you, your, yours, that, which, who, this, these, myself, both, few, and even there spelled T-H-E-R-E can all be pronouns, gives you a better understanding of how your entire sentence is working as a unit. So with that in mind, here's a whirlwind tour of the types of pronouns you use every day. The famous pronouns, the ones that come to mind whenever you first hear the word, are called personal pronouns. They're the ones that stand in for people or things. I, you, he, she, we, they, it, and also me, him, her, us, and them are all personal pronouns. And yes, both the subject and object forms count as personal pronouns. Now, possessive pronouns closely mirror personal pronouns. The possessive pronouns are mine, yours, his, hers, ours, theirs, and its, the one with no apostrophe. These function as nouns. Mine is faster than yours, and at the same time they indicate possession. But the categories get blurry when we change that to my car is faster than your car. Here we traded in mine and yours for my and your. Unlike mine and yours, my and your don't work as nouns. They modify other nouns. For that reason, they're basically often categorized as adjectives. In that job, they're usually called possessive determiners to distinguish them from their cousins that actually can work as nouns. An easier group to identify are forms like myself, yourself, himself, ourselves, and so on. These are called reflexive pronouns, and by the way, some people consider it bad form to use one of these anytime a personal pronoun would work. That is, if you can say, thanks for visiting John and me, it may not be best to say, thanks for visiting John and myself. Also, you know how sometimes these same words are used solely for emphasis, as in, I myself never read poetry? Well, in those cases, some people like to give them a different label, calling them intensive pronouns. Relative pronouns are a small group, just that, which, who, and whom, and they have a special job. They form clauses that modify a noun. That is, the whole clause is working as an adjective. In the house that we saw was lovely, the relative pronoun that heads up the whole relative clause that we saw, which is really just modifying the noun house. In the house which was blue was lovely, the relative clause which was blue is also modifying a noun house. Indefinite pronouns are a big group, which is why you'll find a whole podcast on that subject in the Grammar Underground archives. But as part of our overview, just note that they're words that work like nouns, but are just less specific. Anyone, someone, something, both, few, all, another, neither, one, many, more, and, well, many more, qualify as indefinite pronouns. The demonstrative pronouns are this, that, those, and these. The word demonstrative in their name highlights how they point to things. But these too can work as either nouns or adjectives. In I like this blouse, this is modifying the noun blouse. So its function here really is that of an adjective. But in I like this, it's standing in for a noun. So there it's a full-fledged pronoun. There are a number of words that start with W and H that sometimes function as a noun in questions. Which do you prefer? Where is the party? Who is coming? What did you find out? These are usually called interrogative pronouns. But note that these words only qualify as interrogative pronouns if they meet both those criteria. They're standing in for nouns and they're forming questions. These same words can function as other parts of speech. For example, as we've seen already, which is a relative pronoun when it forms a clause that modifies an adjective, as in, the house, which was blue, was lovely. But in which do you prefer, it's an interrogative pronoun. So these are words that may or may not be pronounced depending on what they're doing in the sentence. The pronoun there, T-H-E-R-E, has some unique properties. In a sentence like, there is a reason for everything, it's called the existential there. It's working like a pronoun, even though it's not representing anything specific. It's more like an abstract concept, simply stating that something exists. So there you have it, a whirlwind tour of some of the ways pronouns can be categorized. Personally, I find these labels both helpful and a little interesting, and I hope you did too.